ISIS is creating more havoc in the Syrian refugee crisis. Pakistan's extremists do their worst. And the International Mission Board shares a thought-provoking question today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. ISIS recently overran Yarmouk, a refugee camp in Syria. They've since withdrawn, but left wreckage and ruin behind. It's their proximity that has Voice of the Martyrs candidate concerned, spokesman Greg Musselman.
ISIS has used that area to try to get closer to Damascus. There's been pleas from the United Nations to other countries, and they're also saying, look, we need to get, you know, resources in there. And I mean, how do you talk to an organization or a group like ISIS to have some compassion?
VOMC doesn't have partners in Yarmouk, but there's a remnant church in Damascus. Many believers have fled, but some, like Deborah, decided to stay behind to share the hope of Christ where possible.
She just narrowly missed getting hit by a shell herself and killed. Pray for her, because these folks go into depression too. They've seen so much. It's like post-traumatic stress disorder, and yet still in the middle of the battle trying to do God's work.
Want to help believers like Deborah?
Pray that God would continue to sustain, you know, Deborah and the rest of these folks that are just trying to advance God's kingdom in a war zone, that they would be strong.
We'll connect you at our website. Next, recent church bombings and child burnings in Pakistan haven't stopped Christians from caring for one another and ultimately telling others about Jesus. Jacob Busker of Crossroad Bible Institute says,
being a Christian in Pakistan especially, you must have this boldness, knowing that you're not only a minority, but the government sector does not necessarily represent you in the same method that they would a Muslim or a Hindu, simply because you are a minority.
Through their programs, CBI has been able to encourage Christians who are caught in difficult situations. And here's how you can get involved.
Prayer is a powerful and necessary item, especially for the students who are looking for ways to stay connected to the church or to Christianity and to their beliefs, but also to potentially spread the gospel.
Read the whole story online to see how one CBI student helped to address the recent violence. You're listening to Mission Network News. A few days ago, we told you about a couple of boys in Pakistan who were set on fire for being Christians. Well, the update is sad news. One of them has died from his injuries. Please ask the Lord to comfort his family. According to Forgotten Missionaries International, persecution's been steadily rising in Pakistan, especially in recent weeks. You can help FMI protect at-risk Christians through their Safe House ministry. Visit us online at missionnews.org to learn how. Meanwhile, Pew Research says by 2050, there will be more Muslims than Christians. Does that mean the church should reconsider how they interact with other religions? Well, one International Mission Board correspondent thinks so. He recently wrote an article about how religion is changing on the world stage. He says if the church eliminates fear of sharing the gospel, the truth could spread even further. Do you agree? We'll see the whole story and comment at our website. And the pieces are coming together in Chichicastenango, Guatemala, albeit in mysterious ways. More from MNN's Katie Harth.
It's great when God gives us the whole picture, but usually we have to walk by faith. That's what Pray America founder Ron Morin did when he and his team started building a warehouse.
The Lord put it on my heart to get prepared for a really difficult time. I didn't have any money to do anything, but I did have some ground.
Later, Morin found out they'd need a warehouse for all these extra supplies they're getting with help from Family Christian stores. Steve Biondo of Family Christian.
We wanted to find a way to have deeper impact with the Quiche Mayans. God laid it on our hearts, and we actually end up feeding over 10,000 people for a year.
It's all for the purpose of sharing Christ with the Quiche Mayans. Tomorrow, we'll share where you come into the picture. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.